This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to tell you guys a story. Story about me as a young boy. Coming up in a bit, we're going to be joined by Pro Football Focus, and we'll get back to pro football things. But right now, I want to tell you a college football story. This is a story. Rob, I loved the first Spider-Man movie. I love Spider-Man 2. I was so excited for Spider-Man 3. I still remember the trailer. Like, it just came out. You're telling me there's going to be the Dark Spider-Man? This is the last of the trilogy? Man, I was so excited. I've never been more let down and I've never been more disappointed in a movie than I have with Spider-Man 3. And I told myself that day, I'll never see a Sam Raimi movie. I will never watch one. He's let me down. He ruined my childhood. That feeling that I just expressed to you is a better feeling than watching Missouri this season. This was supposed to be their year. They expanded the playoff. The quarterback is coming back. They got Caden Green out of the transfer portal. Burden was coming back. Theo Weiss, Cooper, Joshua Manning. They were active in the transfer portal. This was supposed to be different. This year was supposed to be special. The schedule was perfect. All the stars were aligning for this to be a special Missouri season. It ain't special. It's a regular movie. I've seen this movie before, sure. Missouri might win 8 games. They might win 9 games this year, and I'm sure it'll be great. But I'm hurt. I'm disappointed. They're done. They have no chance. The playoff dream is done. The special season is done. That's my Missouri thoughts for today.
I mean, I'd love to jump on here and make fun of you. That's how the show dynamics work sometimes. I can't make fun of Missouri for being disappointed this year. Kansas did it to me, too.
I mean, they at least did it earlier.
Except for, it's like...
They at least got me to the fall. You didn't even... It was still summer when your team was eliminated.
They were eliminated, but it's been a really unfun fall of watching the same game every week. Oh, KU leads in the fourth quarter. Oh, bad turnover. Oh, they lose by one possession. I've seen that game 6 times this year. Every single KU loss is the same. Close game. The win percentage analytics show they should win. They give up a back-breaking score. They have a turnover. They lose. I've seen it at Children's Mercy Park. I've seen it at Arrowhead. I've seen it in Manhattan. I've seen it on television. I've seen it at watch parties. I see it 6 times. It's like Groundhog Day every week.
Someone on the text line says, don't jump off the Sam Raimi boat. He came back and he made Doctor Strange. Bro, I've never seen that before.
You never saw Multiverse of Madness? That was good.
Did Sam Raimi make it?
That's correct.
But I haven't seen it. What are we talking about? No. I will not watch or support anything else he did. He ruined Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man for me. Just like Eli Drinkwitz ruined this Missouri Tiger season. They're worse at everything. Quarterback, running back, offensive line, everything. The popcorn's worse than it was last year. The nachos are stale. The cheese is old. Everything is worse at Faurot Field than it was last year. The grass doesn't look as manicured. The rocks, they didn't repaint the rocks before the season for the M. Everything is worse at Mizzou this year. It's embarrassing. Let's talk about somebody else. You want to talk about KU or K-State? You pick which one you want to do.
K-State.
You want to talk about KU?
We can do 90 seconds on KU.
Are you guys winning another game? That's all. Are they winning another game?
Yes.
We don't got to go back and are they going to win another game? Let me pull their schedule up for you.
I know it. They have a bye week. Iowa State, Colorado.
You guys might lose this week. You might lose the bye.
BYU and Baylor. They get one. I'm not super confident in it, but I feel like they get one.
Which one are they going to get?
Baylor. The worst of the teams on their schedule.
This team got a road win left? I'm just asking. They got a road win?
You know
what I think you need to focus on? I think you need to focus on playing spoiler to Colorado heading into Thanksgiving. Colorado's looking past you. It's at Arrowhead. I think you need to be looking to play spoiler. You trust this KU team to go on the road? They ain't beat nobody on the road all season.
Well, first off, they have three road games left. They have BYU, Iowa State at Arrowhead, Baylor.
All right. Well, we know they're not beating Iowa State at Arrowhead. That's a home game.
That game's 60-40 Cyclones. Then I doubt my 40? Line.
You got 40% KU fans?
I'm counting empty seats as Kansas.
Okay.
So not getting to 70.
Basketball's already started, right? I just want to point out basketball started.
Actually, you know what? It's going to be 70-30 because that's the Saturday after Carolina.
That's the night after North Carolina comes to town.
Oh, yeah.
You were telling me KU fans are going to KU North Carolina and then you're driving to Kansas City to watch them get smoked by the Cyclones? No. You were watching that at that little taco place on the corner on Mass Street, Torchy's Tacos or whatever that taco place is. You're watching them get their boots smoked in Lawrence. No chance. That might be 80-85-15 Jayhawks fan for that final game.
I forgot about the North Carolina part. Yeah, that's gonna be thin.
Let's talk about K-State. Are you a K-State believer? This is how I would rank the Big 12. You guys are curious about how I would rank the Big 12. This is how I would do it. I think that BYU is the best team in the league. I don't really think I have to support that by anything. I think that's very obvious that they're the best team right now in the league. I actually think K-State's the second best team in the league. I think K-State's better than Iowa State. I am more of a believer in K-State than I am of Iowa State. I would rank Iowa State third. I think Colorado's the fourth best team in the league. Colorado is still very, very viable in this thing. Now, I have no clue how the tiebreaker is going to work. I was actually reading a story earlier today. They were talking about some of the challenges in the Big Ten. And they're kind of hoping that the Big Ten sort of figures itself out and some of these teams lose so you don't have to go to some of these extreme tiebreakers. But you got to think, right now, Ohio State's still a lot of these teams are still... Penn State's undefeated, Indiana's still undefeated, and these teams don't play each other because of how big these conferences are, and how are you going to figure out who goes where? How are you going to figure it out if it's K-State lost to Iowa State, but they beat Colorado, but Iowa State lost to... It's going to be a lot to figure out and to unpack. But Colorado is still very much in the conversation for a team that can play for the national championship, which sounds crazy to say, but it is absolutely factual that Colorado is still in this thing and still has a chance to compete for the national championship.
The problem Colorado has is their loss is K-State. That's the killer for them in the conference. Is, again, I don't know how the tiebreakers work, and I feel no sympathy for these conferences. They expanded to 16 teams. Suck it. You ruin college sports. Figure out the tiebreakers. But Colorado's in a bad way because K-State should probably be undefeated heading into Ames. Iowa State should probably be headed into that game. Colorado will have lost to K-State, so it's all going to kind of shake out. They could be in trouble. I think it's BYU, K-State, too, but honestly, there's something about Iowa State. They are playing good football. They've got really good quarterback play. And what's important for Iowa State is what's important in college football. That game against K-State, it's in Ames. And we know just the nature of the beast. Rivalry games and road games are just different animals in college football. And K-State on the road in Ames, final game of the season, you figure that would favor the Cyclones. But I think it goes BYU, K-State, Iowa State, and then Colorado fourth. But That's the grouping. That's the four. No one else has risen up into that rank.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, that's the inherent risk with some of these giant conferences. They will end up a large popularity contest, just like the BCS. I would argue that's just college football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.